Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CellD, Seller Evergreen, Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, keep believing. It will surely come. Think about your vision for your life and career. How are you progressing? What are some of those accomplishments on your pathway? Write the vision, make it plain so the one who reads it may run. Be outcome-focused on your vision coming to fruition. Someone said, the vision is for an appointed time. Though the vision tarries, wait for it. It will surely come. Someone once said, we become what we think about most of the time. And as a person thinks, so they are. Whatever you think about most will grow. So the more your mind cycles and moves with a particular thought, the stronger it becomes, leading to transformation. So guard your thinking, my friends. Fix your thought on what is pure, honorable, right, and pure, and lovely, and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Recall and reflect. Remember when it seemed impossible for you to overcome some obstacle or receive the desired outcome? The two attributes that come to my mind are faith and perseverance. You did not quit. You did not give up. You kept the faith. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not yet seen. Don't stop believing. Keep focusing moment by moment, day by day, on your vision. Sometimes no progress occurs, seemingly, but trust the process. Things are moving. Focus your thinking. Don't allow yourself to conform to the world's patterns, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind into the leader you envision. Testing our faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance have its perfect work so that you may be complete, lacking nothing, fully equipped for the opportunities ahead. Keep serving and growing where you are, my friend. Everyone can be great because anybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and verb agree to serve. You need only a heart full of grace, a soul generated by love. Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Seasons are providentially sent and have a set time to accomplish their purpose. Our life and career journey are similar. We encounter setbacks, trials, and storms. Why do we need these events? Why can't we just read about them in a book and pass the test? It is for our good. Our character is revealed and developed in testing. Once tested and passed, we will only know what we can do and who we are. When we win, everybody benefits. You, your family, the company, clients, colleagues, the team, and the nation. Regardless of your circumstances, my friend, keep the faith in your vision. Persevere in all seasons of life and career. You will gain new strength. Soar on wings like eagles. Run and not be weary. Walk and not faint. So, my friends, keep believing. You're making progress and impacting for good as you go. Please remember this saying, all things are possible to the one who is believing. One person with belief is greater than 99 with only a casual interest. It is said, according to your faith, be it done unto you. Together, we are better. Let us please continue in our commitment to walk by faith and not by sight, because commitment precedes power. And until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.